بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد ورسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد my brothers and sisters in the series of reminders your life is in your own hands I want to ask you to do two things firstly go on the net and look at any of the greats in whichever field of sport that you like, whether it is golf or cricket or soccer or football or basketball or whatever. Who are the iconic figures? Who are the greatest players? And then see at what age they started, number one. Number two, see how many hours a day they practice their trade. Now, if you are in your 20s or 30s or 40s or 50s or whatever, you're already decades late. So why am I talking to you? I'm talking to you because I want you to do the second thing, which is now go and look for those who started something and hugely succeeded in it, having started it post-retirement. There are two iconic case studies of that. One is Kentucky Fried Chicken. And the second one is Arvind Eye Hospital in Madurai. Go look them up. There's a beautiful video about Arvind Eye Hospital, which is called The Compassionate Company. Go look at that. See when that person started that hospital and see where it is today. And so also Kentucky Fried Chicken. When did Colonel Sanders start that business? Now, the reason I'm saying this to you is that in both these cases, yes, starting early has an advantage, has a huge advantage. So those of you who are listening to this, who are in your teens, who are younger, who have not yet become a teenager, you are 8, you are 9, you are 10, and those who are in their teens, obviously you have a huge advantage over others who are much older. Provided you do something about that advantage. Just being young makes no difference. Just being young makes no difference. What makes a difference is what you do with that time that Allah has given you. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you that extra time, that instead of being 33, you are 13, instead of being 53, you are 20 or something, then take advantage of that extra 20, 30 years that you have because you are younger and Allah gave you that time and use that to your advantage. Now, what is the meaning of that? That means whatever you think you are interested in, whatever you want to make as your life goal, spend hours and hours and hours doing that. Read, I've mentioned this a million times before, so this is 1,000,001. Read the book called Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. He talks about the 10,000 hour rule. And also read the book called Talent is Overrated by Jeff Corbin. And that read what he says about thoughtful practice. I'm sure many of you have heard this term, practice makes perfect. I disagree. My quote for that is, practice does not make perfect. Practice makes permanent. Correct practice makes perfect. So before you start hitting a golf ball down the freeway, you must learn how to do that correctly. Because if you practice a hook unknowingly, obviously, or if you practice topping the ball, which is, you know, two of the most common mistakes that golfers make, then you are going to get extremely good at topping the ball. and you're going to get extremely good at hooking and taking half the earth with you every time you hit the ball. And that is utterly useless. So you need to learn how to hit the ball correctly and then practice that correct method for 10,000 hours to get to the level of expertise. See what Malcolm Gladwell says about the difference between practicing something for 6,000 hours, 8,000 hours, and 10,000 hours. There is a geometric difference. There's a huge difference. A multiplier effect comes into play between one and the other. So if you are successful, I'm not talking about talking about success. I'm not talking about, a lot of people like to talk about dreams. Oh, I have this dream. You know what? You're going to have that same dream 20 years down the road. You will have the same dream when you are lying on your deathbed thinking about what you did in your life. And you did nothing except to dream. If you want that dream to happen, if you want that dream to come true, you have to wake up and get out of bed and start working. People say, well, you know, it's time to wake up. No, it's not time to wake up. It's time to get out of bed and start working. Time to wake up. If you wake up and you're still lying in bed, that is as good as or actually worse than sleeping. Because if you are sleeping, at least you have an excuse to say, I'm sleeping. But if you are just lying there in your bed and doing nothing, then obviously even that excuse to say, I'm sleeping is not there. So it is very important for us to seriously get out of bed and do something. So if you are serious about your life, and that's therefore the question that I want you to now ask after having done this bit of research, and you have some numbers to go by, then ask yourself, how serious am I about my life? Do I really want success? Or do I like to talk about success? If you like to talk about success, which is unfortunately what a lot of people do, then you are going to be talking about success until Malakul Maut comes for you. And you will not get success. You will get death. Remember, the only thing that comes by just waiting for it is death. Nothing else. Absolutely nothing else. The only thing that comes by just waiting for it is death. That will not go away. Death will come. Death will find you. And you are going to, what can I say? I mean, death will find you. That's it. But if you want anything else, starting from a cup of tea upwards, you have to work for it. Does not come for free. Does not come without working. Our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, he said, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. He said, Jalla Jalaluhu, there is nothing for a human being except that which he works for. And therefore, we have to ask ourselves, what are we working for? If you are working for success, you will get success. If you are working for failure, you will get failure. Whatever you practice, you will become perfect on it. If you practice complaining, you will become a very good complainer. If you practice making excuses, you will become a very good excuse maker. If you practice telling lies to yourself about why you could not succeed, you will become extremely good at telling lies to yourself about why you could not succeed. But at the end of the day, you will not be successful. You will be spectacularly unsuccessful, and none of this will help you. On the other hand, if you practice speaking the truth to yourself, you will become very good at it. And that truth will literally kick you out of bed and get you to do some work. My brothers and sisters, if you are not, as I mentioned earlier, if you are not doing something concrete, which you can measure, and which you can then compare like to like against what others like you are doing, and the result of it is positive in your case, if that is not happening, believe me, it doesn't matter how many stories you tell yourself, you are not going to succeed. Whether it is memorizing the Quran, whether it is learning Islam, whatever it is, whether it is your marriage, it needs work. It needs thoughtful practice, and it needs hours and hours of that. And the reason I began by saying find out what is it you want really in life is because the only thing that will sustain you in the hours and hours of work and not make that hours and hours of work feel like drudgery is if you love what you do. If you do not love what you do, then you will never be able to sustain that effort over a long period of time. If you want to sustain the effort over a long period of time, and believe me, there is really, you have no choice and I have no choice. If you want and I want success, then we have to be able to sustain that effort over a long period of time. It's as simple as that. And if you want to do that, then it can happen only if we love what we do. So identify what is it you love to do and then go do it to the best of your ability for 10,000 hours. Thoughtful practice. And what if you don't know how to do it, go find an expert, submit to that person and learn. And no amount of excuses and no amount of telling lies to yourself is going to help. If you want success, you have to work for it. I have to work for it. Whoever wants success has to work for it. That is a fundamental law, like the law of gravity, like the law of thermodynamics, like any other law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made. Applies to everybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, your faith doesn't matter, nothing matters. If you think that because you are Muslim, there is a special law that applies to you, no, there isn't. The same law applies to you and me. With the difference that if we do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also get Jannah. And also, inshallah, if you supplement this practice and this effort with tahajjud, with dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in your work. But if you do nothing, and if you simply make dua, or if you simply ask somebody else to make dua, then believe me, nothing will change. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ اللَّهِ